אנחנו קוראים בחוברת פסח בעמוד 97
We're reading from the Passover booklet, letter 13. It's in the writings of Bala Sulam, page 699 in Hebrew. There's no English text. You can ask questions at kab.tv and selected questions will be live. It's page 97 in the Passover booklet. My dear, let your light shine for eternity. I've received your words with a heart full of longings for you. Hide yourself from me. Nonetheless, you can speak with me through the writings. And what you've written me, that you notify me about the exile of Egypt, I wonder. It's written, and they cried, and their sigh rose to the Lord from the work. And then it is written, and the Lord knew. And if there wouldn't be the knowledge of the Lord in the exile, then redemption would be impossible. And the knowledge of the exile itself is the cause for redemption. How do you think of telling me about the time of redemption? And truth shall show its way, that one who regrets notifies his sorrow, that it is impossible for him to hold back and to hide it. Indeed, in such a way I feel all of you together, that today has turned into tomorrow. Instead of now, you say later. And there is no remedy for it except to try and understand this mistake and this distortion, that one who is salvaged by the Creator is not salvaged except if he needs salvation today. And one who can wait for tomorrow will attain his wisdom following his days. God forbid. And this has occurred to you due to your negligence regarding my request to exert in love of friends, that I've explained to you in all 70 tongues that this remedy is enough to complete all your deficiency. And if you cannot rise to the heavens, I have given to you motions, actions in the land. And why do you not add up in this work at all? And in addition to the great remedy that is in it, that I cannot explain, you should know that there are many sparks of sanctity in each one of the group. And when you gather all these sparks of sanctity into a single place, with brothers sitting together in love and friendship, certainly you'll have a level of sanctity that is very important for the time being from the light of life. And I've already talked about it in length in all of my letters to the friends. I have also asked that each and every one will show his letter to his friend, and so shall you do. And examine me from today to understand and hear me, at least in what you are able to do, because then, as written, the Lord shall open up to you his good treasure. And to missing text, say that he should make his own account. And what would he be lacking if he would be exchanging letters with me? And why does he hide himself from me? And I very much ask him to exert to see the merits of their friends and not their flaws at all, and to connect in true love together until, as written, and love covers all crimes. And he will contemplate to read all the letters that I sent to the friends, and shall no longer eat the bread of laziness. Where are the Rav and the Rav? I did not hear anything from them until now. And tell them that nonetheless they should hold on to the dresses of their friends and to examine their letters sufficiently and to not forget that the very first question is, did you expect salvation? And if they are expecting salvation, is it possible for them to say that would such a work be done by those who crave the Creator? And if I had to save the lives of one of them, any of the friends, certainly I would have labored and exerted more than you. Moreover, the life of the king, as if. Therefore, increase the dowry and giving to the king of the world, and then you will be rewarded with the king's daughter, and the salvation of the Lord is in the blink of the eye.
Questions? Yes.
First of all, we feel in this Passover something special. It's as if I'm reading this for the first time. And it talks here about inner work in the love of friends. And we heard from you several times that we're actually performing these inner scrutinies very nicely, each one by himself. The question is, how do we do it together? Is the fact that I try throughout the lesson, throughout the day, to imagine that all the friends are performing the same inner scrutiny with me, is that called to some degree to exert together?
Well, look, in truth, in terms of inner states, we shouldn't talk about them. Everyone goes through different states, and it's forbidden that one will enter, permeate another's state. We can only talk about the collective state. The collective state is importance of the goal, the influence of the environment over the person and the person over the environment, how everyone should submit themselves to the environment, appreciate the environment as great, and so on. General things that don't relate to each and everyone's personal state. That is permitted to talk about. Love in general, connection, what the books usually talk about. But if a person adds to it his own personal states, that's already not okay. So we should be cautious not to disturb each other with our personal states, not to talk about it. And even the general states, love of friends and connection and spiritual work in general, you know that it was not customary to talk about it, and it's forbidden to talk about it, because also it should let each and every one advance the way they are. We are already in a different phase of the general correction, and that's why we allow ourselves to talk more. But still, we should understand that a person's personal states are his personal states. Yes.
I want to scrutinize a bit deeper. I heard from you several times that each one here is exerting nicely by himself, but if all of us would be making this small strike together, something great would be happening a long time ago. So the question is, this small strike, instead of trying to scrutinize things personally, somehow to, I don't know, scrutinize the collective state of the entire group, that I'll be busy in that, or...
No, that hit is not that you sit and scrutinize. It means that in our hearts we make an effort where everyone knows what that effort is, to integrate with each other, to connect to each beef for the sake of the group, in bestowal, attracting the light that reforms towards the friends, everyone for all. That's what we study. That we're in a circle. Everyone, if they nullify themselves and add to that circle their desire, then it turns out that in the circle we build a certain area of general common bestowal, common desire, where everyone nullifies himself there. Everyone makes Tzimtzum Aleph over himself, Masach, and tries to be in giving towards everyone. Then it turns out that here, between us, we build one heart. And one mind that is common. And according to equivalence of form, which is similarity to the Creator, according to the equivalence of form, force of bestowal appears in it as well. The light shines in it. The light shines in it. Why? Because according to the law of equivalence of form, that's how it shines. So then we say that anything that is here is called the collective soul. As a vessel in which the light shines. The light of it is called the soul, or revelation of the Creator, the general soul, with the revelation of the Creator. That's all. This picture is all along the way. All the rest of the things, are really the 125 degrees of ego that I have. Where I have 1 and 2 and until 125 degrees that I each time discover, and over it I make Tzimtzum Aleph, first restriction, Masach, screen, Katnut, infancy, and then Gadlut, adulthood. Entering all others. As I enter all the others. That's all. That's the whole work that we do. And then, the more I transcend the ego, the more I build here, 125 degrees of ascent. Entering everyone, and then this becomes to me the world of Ein Sof, infinity, with the light of Ein Sof. Where did I discover it? In the connection between everyone, by all the friends and all the rest of humanity that later joins. Behind each and every one, there are millions and millions of people who join, and then they're all included in that general force that we have designed. And this is all of humanity. Okay, yes, Olin. Microphone.
Friday, almost 2 weeks ago, we said that we are entering a unique period. We were before the European Congress, we're going to have Passover, and we'll make an attack. How do you see our state so far, and what should we add up? As now we're in the middle of Passover, we have several days left.
I can't join your attack in the way you might think I can. I can't take the flag forward and yell, "Come after me." On the contrary, I should be aside, on the side or in the back or not even in your field of view. That's one. Two, if you ask me, I feel that something has been opened to me, an ability in terms of explaining more concretely, closer to the implementation that you need to do. I get a certain new discernment of how to express things. There are things that, you know, they're either here or here or here. Literally, I feel that way, and I can't take them out. There are many things that are there in the mind, but you can't tie them together and put them into sentences. And now it is happening. I am capable. And I feel that it is permitted to say. Before that, I couldn't, both because of the prohibition that it's too early, as it says, don't put an obstacle in front of a blind man. You have to give a child the right exercise for his age. And also, I couldn't put things, many things together in order to explain. I see that we advance well and positively in terms of presenting the material and revealing it to you. I am happy of my work. If you ask me, I'm happy of myself. If you ask whether we are working at the right pace and progress in the group, there's always to add there. The more you will advance, the more I can add for myself. Are we doing enough to go out to the world, or at least here within the country? I think we have to very much intensify the pace, because the world is deteriorating much faster than we can explain what's going on. So it turns out that perhaps I'm only happy with myself, but in truth, for now, we're in a state where we need more actions, meaning practical actions of dissemination and the actualization between us. We still need to add quickly and many.
Today, within those 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, we have a special day in which the whole Israeli Kli will meet for a whole day of unity. In what intentions should we be in order to extract the maximum spiritual benefit for the advancement of the whole world Kli and the advancement of the whole of humanity?
I think it isn't just, first of all, it's not just intentions. I don't agree with intentions. I see usually some friend of us comes, puts his little child on him, and walks around 2 or 3 hours among the audience. That doesn't mean that we do a spiritual picnic in the Bereshit Park, where the person with the the white beard makes some effort on stage, and then people either hear or don't hear, depending on their mood and the day. And this is not the effort, and it's not a spiritual picnic. A spiritual picnic means that you are making an effort to disseminate. And I say something on the stage, so I say something, but you are either part of it or not. When I see you all walking around there with your kids, I'm not against having your kids on your shoulders. I'm against this attitude, which is also in your internality. This is what I'm against. That it's with your empty heart and mind, some characters working around. The fathers went to take their families out. So, okay, so why did you invite me? Why do you need this Bereshit place? Just go to a park, any park. This has to be massive dissemination by connecting between the friends in a very internal, serious manner. If you're asking about what's special that this day, this is what's special. And I will try to do what I can. You know it already. What can I say that much? I saw they sent me in the morning the topic. I'll speak about the topic I was sent, and that's it. But it doesn't take away from you this dissemination strike you have to make and come there as an operation, not some vacation. And generally, stop thinking that there is some vacation. The entire life is an operation.
What does it exactly mean, a strike of dissemination?
Strike dissemination means that today, you know, besides the regular train that moves in its regular pace, there's a push on the gas, you know. It's like it has to reach a certain point. It's late, let's say, and it has to reach somewhere on time. So it hits it. Same thing with us. In these few hours, we can get a lot more because we are free, we are not studying, we are around many people who also bring in foreign thoughts, we can overcome them, we have work to do to all be together in one thought. It doesn't matter that we are walking around other men and women who belong or don't belong to us. There's room to work. It is a mini model of the nation, so to speak, although these people are connected to us, but still we should use it to do a dissemination strike for everyone and for those who will be with us. Also, many guests are here with us in these days, and they should be inspired by this. From the effort of our thought and desire, it will enter them. Because the thought works, not the words. They need to be inspired by that. This is what they will take to the land. Yes.
What thought and desire specifically?
Towards attaining the goal, to be as one man in one heart, in order to feel the upper force through adhesion with him. That's the goal. What else? We can attain it fast if we try to work together. That's it? Yes.
In the picnic, we'll also have many of our friends who are coming from overseas. How should each one of us, those who came from overseas, conduct themselves, not externally but internally?
Every one of us should behave very simply. What I want to happen to me and the group and the world is what I think about. That's it. That's it. Very simple. For men, women, children, elderly, all peoples, all the world. We're all in one boat today. Literally, the Ark of Noah. What does it say about Noah's Ark? Everyone was there, inside. No one ate each other. They all tried. They all got along. Because this nature is itself the quality of Bina that has surrounded everyone and encompassed everyone that way. This is why it saved everyone, because the ego, the erupting ego that was outside the ark, appeared in various forms. These are what we see as eruptions of volcanoes and hurricanes and tsunamis and whatnot, and fire and cold and so on. The ark guards those that are in it. How? Because they want to guard it. The more they guard the ark, the more the ark guards them, because the ark is the quality of bestowal. If you enter the quality of bestowal, it's like you're in an ark. And then, as if you're within the ark, and then you're no longer harmed, you're guarded from all the harmful external disturbances. That's what we need to explain to the world, that all the problems of the world are because the ego is burning on fire, and if we all build a boat together so that we don't eat each other up, we're all together in this closed world. If from our closed world we make it into an ark, then we are saved. Otherwise, it's like all the rest who remained outside the ark. They all drown. This is what we should explain. Yes.
Miguel from Mexico is asking, Rav, those same groups overseas that will be watching the picnic in live broadcast, how can they take part and join in with the attack of this dissemination?
In thought, what does it matter if I walk around among trees and people, or I sit at home with a cup of coffee, looking at what's happening and follow them together? So there's no difference. What difference is that he is in Mexico and we are here in Israel, and we are doing, in fact, the same action. I'm waiting for Miguel and the rest of the people, wherever they are, to be with us. And it seems there's a lot of mess there, and everyone in, like, empty time, and people walk around, and people usually don't know what they're doing in these places. They just wander about. But what's important is the intention within. What do you do in a picnic? Just walk around like that a few hours and go home.
Connection games,
right, yeah. No, I'm exaggerating, but just to understand, what is the picnic? It's the place for inner work. So, with the connection games and the food and the workshop and everything, probably Danny will play something for us, Roy will jump and sing, and a few others, you know, it should all be there. Perhaps the children can sing something and do something on stage. That's great as well. If you have a certain performance that way, it's very good. It It softens the hearts, and it's very good. But most importantly is our inner work. Should be an external joyfulness as well, of course. People should be externally joyful, but with it, we are together internally.
Just to say that we met for the first time in his picnic, we said how in the previous ones we were kind of a little bit scattered. This time the whole purpose was really to lay the foundation stone for this collective family, to put down the foundation. The teenagers have managed a lot from the picnic. The groups all over Israel have organized a lot of it. There will be many more actions together. The idea that it will be much more of a family affair and one flow for everyone.
Excellent. Good. In the evening we don't have anything, right? After the picnic. And there's nothing, not a meal or a lesson or anything. So give the strike there and then go to sleep. Yes, who is there in the back with the hand? Yeah.
Oh, Grisha.
Ah, Grisha. One sentence.
No?
Является ли дежурство проявлением внутренней работы?
Is a duty an expression of inner work?
No, it's external work. The inner work is the inner work. I can be working in my shift and thinking about fish in the ocean. So that's inner work. Am I doing the role? That role, no role in the world will prevent you or force you in spiritual work. You have to force yourself.
Ken.
Yes.
Меня уже полтора часа не оставляет ощущение, что вы нам объясняете один очень известный святой принцип.
For an hour and a half, the feeling doesn't let go of me that you're explaining to us one holy principle. The attitude to the group, to the Creator, to the world, whatever it is.
That I need to relate the world and the Creator and the group, everyone besides myself, based on the corrected state. So the I will be the I, so that it will be corrected the way it should be, as a part within the collective system. That's what I need to be concerned about. Yeah. Okay, we'll move on to the Zohar from page 7 in the booklet.